right. So for those of you who are listening to this file, I'm going to try and explain what I'm trying to do and how this worked with JAWS, which was easy, but I can't make NVDA do anything with this app. Let me go ahead and just close the app so that I can start from scratch. You can see what I'm doing and trying to do, and it ain't working. So the program is called XMedia Recode. It's kind of like the MP4 converter. Basically, you're loading a file into it, or you know whatever, and you're converting it to MP4. Or if you're like me, and you're squishing an MP4 that's way too large, you load an MP4 into it, and you can tell it what you want it, you know, what size and other stuff, and it does it. Well, normally I'd use MP4 converter, but there's something in this file that I'm trying to convert that causes MP4 converter to crash. So, I'm trying to use an alternative on this particular file. I haven't had to do this in quite a while. So, I'm going to load XMedia Recode. Hopefully.
XMedia Recode 3.5.5.164 bit dialog output.
All right. So, normally, what I could do is I would use the JAWS cursor.
Name, chapters, duration, video, open, disk, open, file.
And nowhere, notice where it says open file.
Disk, open, file.
There's the open file.
Open.
If I try to left click.
Left click.
It does nothing. So, another way to do it is I can go to the file menu.
Open file, oh.
And as you see, there's open file, so I'm going to go ahead and go to open file.
Open dialog, file name, file name.
Now I need to...
I have Phineas and Ferb, the movie Candace against an input selector.
There we go. And it's an MP4 that's a lot bigger than it needs to be.
Analysis 0 for XMedia Recode 3.5.5.164 bit dialog output.
And it looks like it loaded it. If I...
Name, Phineas and Ferb.
Now here, what I used to be able to do was right-click on it and hit Add to Queue, and then right-click on it again and hit Encode. Well, that isn't working.
Phineason, 0134 name, chapters, duration, video, audio, Phineason, 0134 DH.26.
So, the file is there, but if I right-click...
Right-click.
Nothing. Alright, fine. Let's go up above here.
Name, chapters, open, disk, open, file, add to.
Because what you have to do, you have to add it to the queue, and then you have to hit encode. You would think it's already in the queue if you've opened it, but whatever. Alright, let's find...
Disk, open, file, add, to, add.
Alright, so I'm going to hit the left click here.
Left click.
On add to queue, and it doesn't look like it did anything.
To, dot. Dot, home, check four.
It did not. How do I know?
Open this, open file, add to coop, home, check four, help exit.
Notice, encode is not showing up. So, all right, let's try this another way. I'm going to go to the edit menu.
Add to queue.
There is an add to queue in here, so I'll do it from here.
XMedia Recode 3.5.5.1.
And I'm going to assume it added it to the queue. Let's look.
Phineason, 0134 name checked, open disk, open file, add to coop, encode, home, check 4.
Notice encode is now here. So it looks like it did add it to the queue, but here's where I'm running into the problem. Here's, you know, fine, I can do that stuff that way, and that's great. But it's the encoding, starting the encoding that's the problem.
Line feed, open disk, open file, add to coop, dot, encode.
All right, so let's try hitting the left click on encode.
Left click.
Nothing. And the reason I know it does nothing is because this program, when it starts the encoding, it pops up a window showing you the progress and all that good stuff. So it's doing nothing.
Left click.
All right, what if I double click?
Left click.
Nothing. All right. Now... Here, again, is where the biggest problem is. There is an encode in the file menu.
open file, oh, open net, open for, open set, save, setting test, encode E.
Right there. But pressing enter on it.
Xmedia recode 3.5.5.164 bit dialogue output. List, name, Phineas and Ferb, the movie Candace against the universe.mp4, chapters.
As you see, it does absolutely nothing.
Xmedia recode 3.5.5.164 bit.
It has not brought up the window. So it's like, somehow, whatever, it's not actually doing the encode. I'm assuming it's added to queue, but that's all I can assume. Like I said, with JAWS, this was extremely easy. I just used the mouse cursor, would find it, and click on it, you know, and click on things, and it would just do what it's supposed to. For whatever reason, with NVDA, I'm having issues. This program is free. It doesn't cost. Sadly, I do not know where to get it. However, I do have the original zip file so that I can give some of the zip file if someone who has NVDA is willing to try to do this and play around with this program. I do have the zip file. Mine might be old. I've never updated it because it works, and newer versions may not or be worse than what this is. So if anyone's willing to help, it would be greatly appreciated.